Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think yung music, yung fountain of youth eh. Parang kailangan ituloy natin siya para it heals us somehow.
Welcome to Oxlang, an OPM podcast by the Philippine Daily Inquirer powered by Puma Podcast. At ako po ang host nyo, si Tina Arceo Dumlao, Business Features Editor ng Inquirer. Tulad ng sabi ko dati, mahilig din lang talaga ako sa music, particularly OPM. Today, we're talking to the definitive voice of Pinoy soul, Kat Agarado of Sino Si Kat. How did Kat find her voice? While some parents may want a doctor or a lawyer in the family, Kat's mother had other aspirations for her child.
So, nagsimula lahat dahil sa mama ko. Talagang gusto niya magkaroon ng anak na singer. So, pinagdasal niya talaga. And she got her prayer lessons from at an early age, like 4, and then 2 music competitions, ganyan. Kasali niya ako, pag-audition niya ako, ganun. So, yung mama ko talaga yung simula.
When she was 16, Kat was urged by her mom to join a band.
And it happens to be Kindred Garden. Tapos later on, naging K24/7 sila.
Kindred Garden, or K24/7, was a popular hip-hop and R&B band in the 1990s. You might have heard of their hit song, Pangako, back in the mid-90s. It was started by Alan Mitchell Silonga, aka Daddy A, who now leads Def Jam Philippines, a record label to develop hip-hop artists in the country. For younger listeners, Daddy A is the manager of Forbes Spades. Now back to Kat. After Kindred Garden, she started performing with another band.
I was with my manager back then and they made me jam sa side A sa News Bar Cafe. And then I jammed the song Butterfly by Mariah Carey, yung mataas. Whistle pa ako noon. And then, yun, jam ako sa side A and then ando dun si Wingard Tracy. And that led me to joining Passage Band.
Pause muna tayo dito. The late Wingard Tracy was a famous talent manager. He represented bands like Side A and Freestyle, two of the most enduring bands in the local music scene. Side A came out in the 1980s, while Freestyle became popular in the 90s to the early 2000s. And due in part to the early direction set by Tracy, these bands have remained popular today. Now back to Kat and how she joined Passage.
Would you say it was a big break for you?
Ano, talagang malaking parte siya kasi doon ako natuto ng lahat. And parang yung Passage Days, yun yung college ko. Parang tutunan ko lahat doon, yun na yung course ko. Papunta sa kung nasan ako ngayon.
Passage was one of the many bands that emerged in the 1990s and was popular for its jazzy pop ballads and covers of smooth jazz hits that were big at the time. Among the songs it is best known for is You Won't See Me Crying, which was written by the late Jerry Paraiso.
And then, yung mga panahon na yun kasi parang mga kaibigan ko punk, sa spill tatawa na nila ako kasi show band ako. Pero ako yung pinakamayaman, napakalap sila.
Kat had sung in a couple of bands by the time she was 18. But hanging out with some OPM greats made her realize what she really wanted to do.
And then, nag-Wally Gonzales ako. That's where I learned to blue classic rock and roll. And then, you know, every break, sa Chakikos, every break, kwentuhan, di ba?
So, as Kat was saying, she was chilling backstage at Chakiko with Wally Gonzales and the late Pepe Smith, two of the members of the seminal Juan de la Cruz band, credited for opening the floodgates for original Pinoy rock.
Kasi yung si kwentuhan, ganyan. Then Tito Wally, yan sila Pepe, would tell me stories about Juan de la Cruz, about how they recorded this song, and nasa papunta silang Baguio, meron silang mobile recording, basta yung mga ganong kwento na, and then the Marcos days, sila yung laging band, ganyan. So that really inspired me to do something then for myself, like to form a band. Alam mo naman, lahat naman, every artist siguro parang may dream na kumuha ng album. Pero nasa willpower na lang talaga kung mangyayari yun. Tawa ng Diyos, napaligiran ako ng maraming kaibigang anghel na handang tumulong at talagang tumutulong talaga na walang kapalit. Talagang maniwala lang sila sa'yo at siya sa music o produkto ng ginagawa mo.
And she finally found her voice in her band. Sino Si Kat was formed in 2004 with Kat on vocals, Nick Azarcon on guitars, Relly De Vera on drums, Noelle Sistores on bass, and David Stark on keyboards. They're all individually gifted musicians who bonded over the challenge to bring to the market a new, authentic, and individual sound.
So how would you define the music of Sino Si Kat?
Kaya tinawag ko siyang parang Pinoy soul na lang kasi it comes from my soul. I mean, when I was writing and creating the melodies, hindi naman ako nag-iisip na anong kailangan maging hit. Wala akong iniisip na ganun. Parang it's always like that, the way I write my songs. Parang isang upuan tapos again. I'm Pinoy and it came from my soul. Actually, I don't play instruments. So, yun yung sinasabi ko kaya parang magic siya kasi parang it's purely instincts. And sometimes, pag nagsulat ako, naririnig ko na yung melody. O kaya kung melody lang, naririnig ko na yung lyrics. Parang, this is how, the way I wrote Sino Si Kat's album, ah. Tapos gumanda na lang talaga nung sinamaan ako ng mga kabanda ko nang sa Sino Si Kat kasi talagang nagkaroon siya ng tunog.
Now let's hear some of that magic. Here are Kat's five essential songs of Sino Si Kat, that genre-bending band that is one of the leading lights of Pinoy soul. Her choices are all from the group's debut album released in 2007. First one.
Yung Prayer.
Listen up now.
Kasi yun yung unang-una kong parang nagawang kanta para sa Sino Si Kat album.
Listen to my prayer.
Tapos talagang yung lyrics na yun, yun talaga yung totoong nararamdaman ko ng oras na yun. Talagang, I was broke, you know. Tapos I just hang out in the window and then I just wrote that song. You know, I was just thinking of Bob Marley. Kaya parang naging reggae siya. If you want to gain, you must first face the pain. No, I have to use
my brain. Everything will be. It is true, the reggae flavor is strong in this song, although thankfully still not exactly what you will hear on a Bob Marley album, save for the common theme of love and the promise that everything will be alright. But only if you, as Kat said, face the pain and use your brain. And the second one.
Akin Ka, nakaiba yun pagkasulat naman. Nakabaliw, paano ka tumiti, kung paano ka tumingin, kaakit-akit, paano ka lumakan. Sa madaling araw yun eh, tapos bigla na akong gumising, umupo ako dun sa computer table. Yun na siya, buo na siya.
Akin Ka is Sino Si Kat at its seductive best. With that heavy bassline and piano combination, it is the kind of song you will likely hear in some dark, smoky bar where anything can happen. Akin Ka. Well, with this song, probably something will. Sa atin, akin ka pagdating ng aking pagkakataon. And the third one, which for me best defines the jazz and funk side of Sinusikat, was a hit, much to her surprise. Indeed, a Sinusikat gig is not complete without their playing this masterstroke of a song, which is typical of Sinusikat. It is quite hard to put inside the genre. It cannot be boxed in, just like Kat.
Blue. Hindi namin nakalain na ganun, magiging ganun yung impact niya. Well, for us, hindi siya tunog commercial eh. Pero yun pa yung na-recognize talaga ng mga tao. Unique siya.
It is.
Tsaka si Vic Mercado yung palong dun. Pinaluan ni Vic Mercado, so made it extra special.
Vic Mercado is the drummer of Bamboo and Passage.
Vic is like my brother. He was the one who's helped me finish the Sinusikat album. Siya yung nag-push yun, parang may kailangan akong gawin.
The next one is something she wrote when she was just starting out. It has a theme that may seem incongruous with the arrangement, but it somehow works well together, quite like the other songs from this unique band.
Yung planning, bata pa ako nun. Siguro nasulat ko yun mga 19 years old. Inspired talaga sa mga kaibigan kong mga paraning. Alam mo yun, yung mga napaparaning-paraning talaga siya. Mahilig ako makinig mo ng mga jazz. Kaya siguro parang yun yung lumabas sa akin nung panahon yun. Tapos naalala ko, nung ire-record na namin yun sa bahay ni Vic sa Bundok noon, yun yata yung unang pumunta si Nikki na magre-record. Kasi sinabi ko lang sa kanya yun, ganito yung feel yung parang niya. Parang kengkoy, parang cartoons, parang hinahabol siya. Parang ganun lang kasi hindi ko naman alam yung mga terminologies sa music kasi hindi naman ako formally trained. So, kinikwento ko lang sa kanya yung pakiramdam, siya yung parang vision na nakikita ko sa paraning. Tapos, ayun, pinatay ilaw, tapos nag-record siya. Tapos, habang nire-record niya yun, hindi niya alam, tumutulo yung luha ko dun sa gilid. Ang saya nung kanta, pero tumutulo yung luha ko kasi para alam mo yun, sobrang nangyari yung iniisip mo. Squawking! Di ba nakakairita? Di ba pangit siya na etalhiya? Di kita masisi kung ganyan kang talaga, pero sana huwag mo na ako.
Kat is referring to Nikki Cabardo, a sought-after keyboard player who is part of many bands including Freestyle and Sinusikat. He and Kat are also part of Stick Figas with leading Filipino rappers Looney and Ron Henley. He gave Kat's song a playful and at once sexy feel. That groove is irresistible, making Praning a definite crowd pleaser. And the last one is a result of a collaboration among unlikely friends.
Gusto ko rin yung magic. Diba sabi ko kanina, yung mga kaibigan ko nung mga panahon na punks, mga metal, Greyhounds, Keso, mga tropa-tropa. Yung mga yun, mga songs nila lagi, galit. Tapos sabi ko one time, gawa tayo ng ultimate love song. May isang point sa buhay ng Sinusikat, nagwatak-watak kami. bago lumabas yung album, parang ayawan na kasi alam mo na, drama. Tapos yun yung parang nalungkot ako. So, ayoko itigil yung nasimulan ko na dahil ayaw na nila. So tinawagan ko itong mga kaibigan, huwag tambay naman tayo, huwag tayong kanta. Huwag na natin yung ultimate love song. Ta kami doon, nakang-out kami. Si Reg ng Greyhound, siya kasi Toots ng Queso. Tapos may dala na akong parang, alam mo yung mga random letters mo, sulat mo. Tapos pagdating doon, si Reg din, may dala din siyang mga random na sulat na. Tapos, yun na, si Toots sinimulan niya yung parang chord sa bass, ganyan. Paulit-ulit mo. Tapos yun, kinantahan ko, dapat mag-rap siya rin. Pero kinuha namin bridge. Tapos parang, wow, amis na amis kami kasi. Nagawa kami ng ultimate love song.
From listening to it, you will not have an inkling that musicians with a metal streak had anything to do with it, for it is anything but heavy. Instead, it is light, sophisticated, soothing, just like fine wine. And who will not be taken in by those lines? It truly is magic. Now we're in a pandemic. We're forced to stay indoors, and so are musicians like Kat, who love to perform live. How is she coping during these unusual times?
Parang ito yung time na mag-spend tayo ng time talaga sa family, masikaso talaga natin yung household natin. So, yun na lang. Pero, you know, ako, di rin ako mapakali. Parang hindi ako sanay na walang nangyayari, di ba? Parang, tsaka, I think, yung music, yun yung fountain of youth eh. Parang kailangan ituloy natin siya para it heals us somehow.
So does that mean we can expect new music from Kat?
Oo, may ginagawa akong Kat Agarado album.
Yeah.
Sobrang tagal niya. Pero okay lang yan. Kasi parang timing is everything din eh. Pero hopefully this year, or maybe in 2 months, malabas ko na yung next single ko, which is Beautiful Kind. This is a collaboration naman with Lust Bass.
Lust Bass is a musician and producer. He has been releasing his R&B, soul, and hip-hop tracks since 2013.
Siguro as a last question na lang, Kat, parang how do you see Pinoy soul as a movement?
Lately, parang I've been dreaming again about Pinoy soul. And then ngayon, Pinoy soul records na siya. As in, registered na siya. Aandar na siya. Kailangan ko na lang ilabas yung album ko through Pinoy Soul Records. And I'm dreaming of helping other musicians like me. Na halimbawa, magaling talaga pero kailangan nila ng recording studio or kailangan nila ng help ma-record yung album nila. Parang gusto kong tulong sa mga musiko in that way. Para siyang orphanage ng mga musiko. Parang gano'n, yun yung parang gusto kong tumulong. Kasi ako, lucky ako na gano'n yung nangyari sa akin. Parang tinulungan ako ni Vic. Tapos yung buong album, wala akong ginastos. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, what a great idea.
Album muna.
Yeah, album yeah. First, of course, of course. Hey, thanks, Kata, for the time.
Thank you din. Malala niyo pa ako.
Oh naman. And I hope I'll see you soon. So, Pano, we'll leave you to your what you're doing. Say hi to your baby.
Thank you,
Tina.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you.
And that's it for this episode of Oxlang. Ang Oxlang ay isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer powered by Puma Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Tina Arcea Dumlao. Huwag kakalimutan mag-subscribe sa Oxlang on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I-follow kami sa Facebook at Inquirer Podcasts. Hanggang sa susunod na episode, mabuhay ang OPM!
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.